Some breaking news out having to do with NVIDIA and its planned $40 billion takeover of the UK chipmaker Arm. British regulators are now saying that the deal should get a longer antitrust probe. It's the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK saying it's concerned the deal would give NVIDIA too much control over semiconductors specifically used in their core businesses, data center services, smart devices, and gaming consoles. Now, NVIDIA was out with earnings earlier in the weekend and warned that the ARM regulatory review would take quite a while. So indeed, this is an indication that that is the case. Interesting, the shares climbing even after this announcement coming out from the UK. So we'll continue to look for interpretation of that. In other news, Johnson & Johnson getting a new CEO. Joaquin Duato will step into the role effective January 3rd as his current boss, Alex Gorsky, becomes executive chairman. Gorsky has led J&J since April 2012, guiding it through the period following that Tylenol recall that damaged its reputation. The stock rose about 170% during his tenure, but it did lag the S&P 500 and the Spider Healthcare ETF. Duato has been at J&J for 32 years in his own right. Under pressure from bankers and potential venture capital funders, OnlyFans is pivoting away from porn. And the business, which allows creators of all kinds to sell photos and videos, has become known primarily as a place for sex workers to sell explicit content. OnlyFans is trying to raise money at a valuation of more than $1 billion. It has more than 130 million users, and the company had revenue of $375 million last year. It's projecting $1.2 billion for this year. That's according to Axios. As we discussed earlier, trading card company Topps no longer planning to go public, at least not right now. Topps had been in the process of merging with the SPAC formed by investor Jason Mudrick. The news follows reports that Topps will stop making Major League Baseball cards after its contract expires in 2025. That ends a 70-year partnership. Fanatics taking over the contract, and it will be handled by a newly formed unit that also struck deals with the Players Union for the NBA and the NFL. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Panini America had been the card maker for basketball and football. So big changes afoot in the trading card business, Miles.
It's been a lot of Panini talk on the show today, I tell you. A lot of Panini talk. All right.